We've been following the government program known as DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's the one that lets undocumented young people or dreamers who came to the U.S. as kids work here legally without fearing deportation, at least temporarily. But it's under threat, and it has DACA recipients really nervous. That's about 250,000 people, people like Eric Silva Palacios, a high school teacher in California. The World's Monica Campbell met up with him recently in San Jose.
Eric Silva Palacios is at his kitchen table, glued to his laptop. He's watching Dick Durbin, the Democratic Illinois senator, hold a press conference.
We believe that those who were brought to the United States as children, have grown up in this country, have no criminal record, who are prepared to serve this country in a variety of ways, should be given that chance to make America a better nation.
Durbin and a bipartisan group of senators are reintroducing the DREAM Act, and it would help people like Eric. He's 23 years old and came to the U.S. from Mexico when he was 5, without papers. This legislation would give him a path to citizenship. Eric also knows the DREAM Act, it's a long shot, but this show of support means a lot right now.
The timing couldn't be any better. There's been a lot of talk about how a lot of different states and a lot of different senators are putting pressure on the Trump administration to get rid of DACA.
DACA status is what lets Eric breathe easier and not fear deportation so much. He's had it since 2012 when Barack Obama introduced it.
DACA gives us a social security number. It allows us to get jobs. It allows us to get driver's licenses in certain states.
But DACA is under fire. Candidate Trump said he'd end it on day one. But as president, he's given mixed signals and it's still chugging along. Now, Texas, Alabama, and other Republican-led states warn they'll sue the government if it doesn't end DACA by September. They say it rewards people who come to the U.S. illegally, and it's unconstitutional. It's a threat with teeth, and the Trump administration isn't showing it'll defend DACA. It's keeping Eric on a roller coaster that's just getting more intense.
We've seen a lot of other marginalized communities get hit hard, and we're kind of just like, not sure when our turn is going to be. So it's a completely different feeling. You don't feel as safe anymore. It always feels like we're tiptoeing our way to 2020 or tiptoeing our way to hopefully a new president.
Some days, Eric just wants to hide from the news.
Sometimes you just have to, like, turn the other way, and that doesn't mean that you've given up. It doesn't mean that you don't care anymore. It means for right now, I'm just going to keep my sanity. I'm going to keep my cool.
But on others, like today, he wears a certain T-shirt. Black with big white letters.
My shirt says undocumented, unafraid, and unapologetic. Some might say that I committed a crime, and so I'm like boasting about committing a crime. I think it's just me putting a face to the name. I think a lot of the times people who might not be super in support of things like DACA and the DREAM Act don't necessarily know somebody who's experiencing it or who is going through that.
It's taken a while for Eric to feel this confident. He's always known he was undocumented.
We crossed in a car with fake documentation. So we pretended to be asleep, and they presented documentation of other U.S. children.
He knew he had to be careful.
Growing up undocumented is something that you can't even imagine. Anytime you pass by a police car, it's duck. So as kids, we learned to avoid police. We learned to be wary.
Last May, Eric graduated from the University of Pennsylvania in the same class as Tiffany Trump.
I actually graduated with Donald Trump's daughter. Donald Trump's daughter sat 4 people down from me at our commencement ceremony.
Donald Trump in the same audience as Eric's dad, an undocumented construction worker from Mexico.
Just seeing my dad in the audience and seeing Donald Trump in the audience, I felt like I was able to give my parents the biggest thank you I could give them.
He also realizes that plenty of people think he should go back to Mexico. Eric tells me about a conversation he had in Wisconsin with a friend's mom who voted for Trump.
She just asked me about what I do, all that jazz, and I think by the end of the conversation, she realized that you don't necessarily hear about undocumented immigrants who are working and like contributing to society, because that's not going to drive the message forward of us being bad people. The question she asked that I was curious about was, why can't you go through a process that'll make you a U.S. citizen? And that always seems to be like such an easy option to somebody who isn't undocumented. Just like, we'll just get in line. But it's backlogged. They're still working on cases from like 1996.
Was she surprised when you told her that?
Hmm? Yeah. She's like, how can that be? You know?
How do you see your future in the United States?
I want what everyone else wants. I want the nice house, a white picket fence, the dog.
His parents, they got tired of being undocumented and returned to Mexico. His dad 3 years ago, his mom this year. So Eric is on his own, living with fellow teachers, and he shows me his favorite part of their house, the front yard.
There's literally a white fence and a palm tree.
A palm tree, a lawn, a picket fence. Home, he hopes, for good. For The World, Monica Campbell, San Jose, California.